Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey. Glad to be with you. It is our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us. Hello to all of our blog talkers. Ooh, glad to have you listening, and many of you will be calling in. So we look forward to that. Also, our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. We're glad to have you. You get to watch us in action. So if anybody would like to join them, please feel free. That Facebook page is open to the public. So, and then I will also want to thank our esteemed Jim Bobaggins, who is joining me as my co-host, sidekick, jack of all trades, you name it, he's here. And with that, excuse me, I would like to mention, so everybody's on the same page, that we're using ordinary playing cards for these readings. That is how my grandmother taught this method to me back in the early 80s. Ooh, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too long ago.
long time ago.
And so you must be aware that it is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there. And I know many of them are most wonderful, but this isn't it. Also, you'd like to know that I'm going to use a full 24 card layout for each of you as we conduct a reading for your question. It gives me the opportunity to take a look at your life, see a little bit about the ups and downs, the emotional turbulence or, boy, Jim, I think I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not lack of turbulence that's involved. I know a lot of others will just do a few cards, you know, draw, but I prefer the whole enchilada, as it were. This is the same layout that I would be using, giving you a private session. But, of course, in private, we would continually keep laying the cards out per each of your questions. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo. Yay.
Hey, how's it going here? We want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves, but that's our opening legal disclaimer that everybody must have nowadays. We'd also like to let you know that if you're international, let us know. And we'll give you a live international shout out on the air, like we're going to do to Donna Marie from Ireland.
Yay,
right now.
Yay, Donna Marie.
She's looking for a reading. Stand by, baby doll. All right. And Luna is here also.
Hi, Luna.
Someone's having a rough day
with her
medical, you know, just one of those days. Sometimes physically and mentally, you just aren't there. And I feel bad for the little guy. But bad days lead to good days. Let's look at it that way.
Yeah, that's right.
The number to call in, 515-602-9676. Mm-hmm. Call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message telling you you're going to be listening to the show while you wait. And that's if you hear the show, I tested it. You hear the show, everything's working great. You just got to be patient. We see you on a list. You will not be forgotten. And that number I gave, you can Skype in, and we do have Skypers. We have one on hold.
Okay.
So it's an option. Some folks sometimes, they like to Skype in for whatever reason. Maybe it works out better on their computer, and they don't have a phone. Makes logical sense to me. You know, if you have a computer and no phone, you can Skype right in.
And it's very, very
domestically
cheap.
It's pennies.
Yeah.
Literally. And internationally, it's an option for you folks. It's not going to be pennies, but it's not going to be outrageous as an international cell phone.
Also, in the new year, we will be incorporating WhatsApp into our, whatever you want to call this, our instruments of destruction. And we will, that will enable you to contact us free of charge also.
Yeah, but we'll have to discuss how to do all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because each one's going to require a machine. Unless you can load it up.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, that's not a problem for you folks. Sorry about that. Also, for the folks that cannot call in, international or domestic, sometimes you just can't pull off.
You might be in a place where you can't, too.
Good, or you're on your computer and your cell phone's got like 1% battery, so you can't call in and hold because you'll go dead. We're going to open up the floor a couple times during the show for the Messenger folks. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And we're talking audio video call. Don't start sending text messages. Where are you going to get those? Anyway, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and that's who you will messenger is Deborah Lee. And you only do that when we actually officially say, now is that time.
God, Jim, I wish I had something to take.
I don't know what to tell you, Deb.
I don't either.
Only do that because Facebook doesn't have a cool automated hold system. So you can't call us when we're not ready. We're going to hang up. So we'll do it. We're not going to do it right off the bat. We have folks who have been holding for quite a while, and the show hasn't even started yet, so we got to get to them, and we'll turn to the Facebooks. We'll go back and forth after a while. So, I believe, also, that is the sound of harps. That sound means it's time to move on. Deborah has completed your reading. You can't ask any more questions. We got to move on. But when you hear the harps, that means you're going to get a one-card Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card reading before we move on to the next caller. So when you hear the harp, just sit back, chill, don't ask any more questions about your current reading. And then...
Hi. I was looking. Teresa, we love you too. Glad you're here. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Let's just get to a freaking reading.
Did you tell them everything?
I don't know. Here we go. We're going to Skype. First caller, Skype.
All
bring
right.
on in.
Bring it. Hello there, Skype.
Hi.
Hi, and what is your first name, please?
It's me.
Me?
It's Dion.
Oh, geez. You know, you sound different.
Does she Skype us?
Not before, I don't think.
Oh, that's cool. That's why you tricked us.
Yeah.
I didn't trick you. I couldn't get through on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you're...
None of my blog talks. None of the blog talks I can get through on my phone. I don't know why.
That is odd. But
Very.
She is resourceful. And she knows she can Skype.
Oh, good to have you with us, you know.
Yeah, she's caller number one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we've been thinking about you just in general. So it'd be interesting to find out how things are stacking up for you.
What's cooking?
Okay, so people are using my content. Like, I'm getting bigger now. Like, my work is expanding because now I have people sending me links to other people using my links. So me as an author is working.
That's good.
It is good. Right. But it's like more and more I find out, it's just more and more corruption. So,
you've only touched the tip of the iceberg. You know, that's the thing. You might really find out some murky, you know, juicy but murky things coming up. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No, I wanted to check in with my spiritual guidance here because I am finding out, it's just like now I'm questioning, am I really going to be still get somewhere with this? Because is the murderer guy still going to get caught? Because the more that I'm doing my research and the more information I'm finding out, the more corrupt I'm finding things are. But at the same time, we have tower moments. So I guess that's my question.
Okay,
that's a good one.
I've got a question for you. Has there been a lot written about this criminal? I mean, are you just one of the front runners, or is there material out there?
I mean, I seem to be the only one that's documenting it because I'm not afraid to document it. Everybody else is asking me to document it because they're just too afraid. But it's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just speaking the truth, and I'm just really reposting video material. But I'm really the only one that's catching it all. I think that's why I've become like the hub for resources.
So you're like organizing and collating it all, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, it's one of the paths that famous journalists take is what you're doing. Now, if you had a press secretary, she'd start getting you some buzz. Start getting you on some talk shows and podcasts and the like. So is your book going to actually, is it going to be in book form, or is it going to always stay on your website? Is it going to be an e-file? What are your plans?
So what I decided to do is I decided to just keep it on YouTube because my YouTube, because I can monetize off of YouTube. And
sure.
Like, I feel like the books are kind of like, I already have two books. And I mean, yeah, you can make money doing the books, but this is just like, I don't even have time to put it in a book format. So I basically just said that I was going to make the third book on my YouTube channel. And I have like 400 followers. And that's a lot because like a month ago, I only had like 20.
Wow.
So, and now they're reposting my content. So I feel like this is going to take me somewhere just monetizing it off of YouTube, you know?
Yes, I think that it's going to be a slow starter in the sense of it making money for you, but you'll get there. You'll get there, and you know, it could always bring in some TikTok that would it be like a lead development platform for you, where you could be on there. You don't even have to show your face, but you could be speaking and give them a link where they'd find out more, and it would bring them to your website. Or to the YouTube. Okay. So
yeah, but,
you want to know if this man is still alive?
Or
going to
get caught?
No.
We're going to get caught.
Oh, hell yes.
We see it in the cards.
The thing is, though, he may off himself before they close in on him. You know, it seems like a lot of them are doing that these days. You know, rather than be captured, then he's going to go into like solitary in prison because everybody's going to want to kill him. So what's the point? He may as well, you know, have his finger on the trigger is what I've seen. It's very possible that's going to happen.
Possible.
Yeah. Potential is strong.
Yeah. Maybe that's something in the back of the person's mind. I ain't
mm-hmm.
going, I'm not going alive type deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, the country, I don't know about the rest of the world, but if you've been watching any kind of cable lately, our country is fascinated with criminal shows. There's what is it you watch? Jail and...
I love body cam.
Yeah, I mean, they're... So I wouldn't be surprised if you end up getting invited to be on a show. Now, be aware, Dion, that you're going to... face a lot of controversy, and it's good entertainment. I know crime sounds like weird to call it entertainment.
Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah, like the song put out by, was that Henley?
Don Henley.
Yeah. You're going to find that people are going to want to joust with you, and that's good. You know, there's going to be a lot of comment. Let's put it that way. All right, go for it.
You're, Archangel Michael, sort of like Oracle card reading before we move on. Subject is step into the spotlight.
Now, what do you think?
You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
Boy, I'll tell you.
We've never had that one before.
If we didn't live so far apart, I'd love to work with you. Because I think what you do, your enthusiasm, your commitment, I mean, you are a go-getter.
Go-getter.
And I love that. And you jump these hurdles like... She's like a gazelle. She's flying over these.
I was wondering if, like, maybe they blocked my ability to call you because you're helping me. So I'm like, well, you know, maybe instead of, like, exposing your information when I do get money, I'm just going to donate it to your channel or book a bunch of appointments and whatever, go from there.
I don't believe that there would be that kind of
thing. I don't think Blog Talk would go that, would get into that.
Because if you look at the variety of shows that Blog Talk offers,
yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff is way out
there. Yeah, they don't want to block anybody. People is good for business.
Not Blog Talk.
What did you mean?
About, like, people tapping my phone or something.
Don't go too far. It's not
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fill it in just a little bit there.
Sorry. Okay. Well,
oh,
I don't
know what. I would be a very apprehensive myself.
Oh,
I used to write a very controversial military column once a week. And there were times that I was out on the edge. And I would be afraid when, like, one of these 7-foot-tall military people would come up to me and they'd look down and say, are you that lady that writes in the paper? For a minute there, I'd be like, who wants to know? I mean, I was terrified. And then they would be like, hey, just want to come over and give you a Bravo Zulu and pat you on the back. And, you know, but you have lovers and haters.
Yep, that's when you get into that kind of world, there's always going to be somebody that is not a happy camper about what you do.
Just be able to thrive on the controversy, but don't let it interrupt your private life.
And some things you have no control over, really, anyway, once you start getting into the limelight, so you just got to roll with it.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, all these celebrities end up dealing with the darker side of fame.
Yeah, there's so many weirdos out there, you just don't know.
Just remember, if you start getting any email that is threatening or, you know, in nature, they have a lot of high-tech systems now that they can track where it came from, who sent it, you know, so it's like you can't really do much underhandedness anymore because they're going to get you.
But it sounds like you're on the right path, though.
I do think so.
And if Deb saw something really bad in your card, she would have brought it up to your attention.
I would tell you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, even though you asked a specific question, if she would have thought like you were in some kind of danger or something, she would have let you know.
Mm-hmm.
She would always let you know. It would still show up in your cards, even though you didn't ask that question.
Exactly.
What Deb can say, you're good, and what you're doing is righteous. It's good, and I don't think you should deviate, right?
I think you should stay the path.
Stay the course.
Yeah, right now, yeah. And if we see
awesome, yeah. Well, and you keep calling and giving us updates and keep asking questions. That's a free show. You should do that. Maybe you'll gain some insight on something else to do.
If you would, please send me again a link to your web.
YouTube.
What you got going on.
You said you got a YouTube thing, so send us a link, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
That'd be great. Cool. We like it.
All right. Well, thank you. And hugs and love to you.
Thank you for holding and being resourceful enough to Skype in. She would not be defeated.
Right. Take care. Is this somebody in the room?
Nope.
Good night. I mean, goodbye.
No, it's delete. If it is, they didn't tell me anyway.
I'm not even sure how you'd say that.
I don't know.
Oh, look who's here.
Yes, international shout out to Mr. Mike from the UK. Yeah, we know. He says, that doesn't stop me from getting blocked. Well, yeah. He's got an inside high-techie relative.
Oh, that's right. Boy, nice to have one of those in your
pocket. That's right. He's got that on his side. Okay. It's not nationwide. All right. Let's go to area code 917, which is great state of New York. 917, welcome to the show.
Hello. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey.
Oh, Tina. We haven't heard from you in like a week.
It's been many moons.
Yes.
A whole week.
So how are you, hon?
Oh, well.
You always sound so bubbly.
Yeah. So what's cooking? What do you want to know?
Yes, how is your...
What's up? What's up with the life?
Your man stable going.
Man stable.
That's what I've got on a checkup for.
She wants to check on her men's plural.
Okay. Help me out now. Tell me which one we're going to put them in order or however you want.
Yeah, order them whatever you want. Biggest to smallest, so to speak, or whatever.
Yeah.
Of the pastor and the director, the police director.
Okay, so it's the same two folks.
And that was, is it Ethan?
Ian Tracy.
Ian and Tracy.
And Ian is the pastor?
Ian is
yeah,
the pastor.
Ian's pastor. Yeah,
so it was
in, the
so it was in that order. It was
okay.
Respectively.
And can I ask you, before we go in, because there's life coaching attached to this
life.
Method, what are your feelings for these guys?
Oh, I like both of them.
Yep.
Equally?
Yeah.
That's her dilemma.
Okay, that is your dilemma.
That
That's
is her
what
dilemma.
I wanted to know.
She's got choices, though, so if you're going to have a dilemma, that's the kind of dilemma to have, you know, choices.
All right, I'm now laying your cards down.
Yep, and I don't know if it was the last time or the time before she called a little similar question about
oh, yeah.
two.
She, see, now this is the beauty of this method.
And it is smart to do so.
You can
very
keep
wise.
Calling about the same question and start to see how it's evolving.
Yeah, because things, life changes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the potential future. Some people believe the future is set in stone. You can't
mm-hmm.
do anything about it.
Well, they get into that destiny
right,
thing.
That kind of thing. You know, that if you could time travel, the future's already been decided, so you'll just go see, you know, a lot of philosophy. You could, like, drop acid, smoke drugs, and talk about it for hours and hours. And nobody would ever be right or wrong.
I think we're masters of our own destiny.
Yeah, it's all opinions.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I don't know who's right and who's wrong. Everybody has an opinion. It's okay.
All right, still working the cards.
Working the cards. Other than the choices you have, everything's going good in your life?
How's your ministry?
Yes.
Okay, everything
yeah,
else
well.
Is awesome. That's what we like
everything,
to hear.
Yeah, everything is peaceful.
Well, you are truly a blessed woman.
I'm telling
you,
Tina, you are going to take this overseas. This is really prevalent in your cards. You are going to go in a group of people that you're very close with, like a team. And I see you going to some very impoverished places. And Ian seems to be like the spearhead of this. It seems like it's really deep in his heart to get out in the world, get his hands dirty.
It wasn't that kind of the one,
yeah.
the negative part of him that he wants to really get down into the
yeah,
weeds
Tina,
a little bit
Tina,
more,
Tina
a little too much
know.
For her liking. Right?
Yeah, Tina, but remember, you could always be more on the, say, administrative end
yeah.
or the public relations end.
Or I'll see you when you get back, when you're out. Yeah, I'll keep your bed warm for you there. Yep, I'll see you when you get back.
You could be the home base.
Yep, you could. You could say,
yeah.
You know what? You go do the voodoo that you do, but I got to be here to do my thing.
The other one, Tracy. He's not quite sure what to do with you because your commitments to him are like a little bit beyond him as far as your faith and her feeling like she's got this mission in life.
Yeah, and you know, he's probably encountered a lot of different people. Maybe she's very unique to him.
And he can't
one of
quite,
a kind.
He can't quite figure her out.
Yeah, it might be stumped.
But if I had to pick for you, I would pick Ian. He seems far more dedicated and
closer like, to her, closer to what she is doing in life, you say.
Yeah,
right?
There's more of a
maybe
parallel
some, might
universe.
Be some things you got
to
work out there, you know. Like, I don't think you want to go start digging ditches anywhere in an impoverished nation or anything, but.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's what I am thinking from what I see. But, of course, you have to decide.
All the choices you have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What a burden it must be. Well, it is actually a burden. It is bad.
But boy,
if you're totally torn, it's going to be rough.
You are really going to start going global.
Going mobile. I mean, global.
Yeah, and remember, you could always be the fundraiser, too, in places like the UK. You could go to Dubai or whatever and gather all kinds of
probably why she's torn. She can probably find positive and negatives for both.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them is making her, like, it's not tipping the scale, which is going to be tough. I guess maybe at some point it'll come to her, the decision.
I think so.
So maybe don't beat yourself up for not kind of figuring it out right now. At some point, the light maybe will shine, and she'll go, ah, there's my choice.
Exactly. And she's always been an easy
way.
Tina's lives up what seems like a very transparent life.
Well, she's good, and she does good things, and she's always
yeah.
positive and bubbly. All right, real quick before we say bye-bye, the subject of your oracle card reading is don't settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Do not give up.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think she planned on giving up, but I think it's probably just telling her spirit what she already knows.
So, Tina, blessings to you always.
Yeah, and thank you for holding. I'm glad you called. We always enjoy your calls.
I'd love to know when you call in, what is the chirp?
The bird?
I like the police officer, too, so I'm confused.
You don't have to pick
yet. Deb didn't see anything. She would have told you she saw some imminent thing coming.
Right, but no double dipping there, my dear. Okay, no double dipping.
No, I'm not sleeping with them. You know I don't do that. So, just in case. Just nice, enjoying this, not being married, enjoying it.
That's a very good thing to do.
Yeah, you'll never get in trouble doing that ever in life. People should think about that sometimes.
Yeah, you have to be that way. I'm honest with both, so yeah.
Yep, that is a true statement. See, she's an extra good person. There's not many of those left.
Maybe the government should set up incentives that as long as you stay single, maybe you don't have to pay taxes or, you know, just to try and keep, it'll never work.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They would have to have a reason to do so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Tina. Thank you, Tina. Call us again.
Yeah, but
Oh, shoot. I didn't.
Did you turn her off?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. We had to move on, Tina. I thought we were done. All right. We're opening the floor. We got to take the first messenger call to Deborah Lee, audio or video. And if you don't get to be first, sorry, we'll probably open it up. Maybe we'll try to get another one in for the show's up.
I don't think the video's on. This portal's kind of
funky. You should tell them that then.
Yeah, just call in audio.
I would have mentioned that earlier, but that's okay. So we'll leave that window open. We have Laura from Canada that rolled in too. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura. And out to, was it Donna Marie? Yes. I remember clearly. I'll get in touch with her. What you had mentioned. Because you did win a reading before. What was that?
This was a year ago.
I know. But I told them all they could have them whenever.
Yeah. In the future, we got to put a timetable on that. Because that's not good for accounting.
Sure. Can you tell them?
What
is double dipping? Well, let's say.
Well, I won't then.
Let's say you have two accounts. Two girls. And double dipping would be like you, Jim, help me out here.
No, I'm not going to help you. Right now, Jeanette, she thought that chirping was her smoke detector doing its thing.
Yes, I think
Jeanette
so.
Was like, like you and I, like it was her listening.
Double dipping is like you go with one girl and you...
You're having sex with two partners.
Yes.
That's very simple.
I made it come.
It is so freaking simple. Jesus. You got two people... And not only are you just dating them, you're mating them. You know what I'm saying? You're getting some carnal knowledge, and you're sharing it.
It isn't really fair to anybody.
Unless everybody knows, but it's usually not the case. You know, I am actually surprised. I guess we're going to close the messenger window for now. Do not messenger anyone. We'll try to open it again for the show's up. And right now, we'll take our next caller. That is area code 520, which is in Arizona. 520, welcome to the show.
And that would be Lisa.
Well,
Lisa?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well,
good.
I called that other moving company that is local, actually. And I have used them for many times. I just wasn't pleased with... But anyway, you know, I have volunteered. It's a place that helps people that are transitioning. So,
yeah.
You know, I volunteered there. I taught workshops. So I kind of know the place inside and out. And I just haven't been pleased with how things would work out when I had used them. But then, I'm back in a place right now where I – kind of know people here, and I ended up talking to them, and it turned out I've known this person there. She's married to the director, and I've known her for years in other capacities, and it felt good, you know, it just felt right. And I said, well, let's go ahead and do it. And so I've got it scheduled. They did not, you know, I didn't call me until like 4:30 today. So, you know, I'm just not going to use them. So I don't know how that worked out. I don't know why.
They're too on fire. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you saw, you know, some characteristics of the individual that does the scheduling and the office management. I mean, yeah, who knows? Who knows? But it is what it is. And so this will, do you see it working out? That's what I want to ask cards with this new company. The people come and they go. So it's not always the same individuals that will come and you know, you hire. You know, they come and they go. It's transitional housing.
Okay. And you want to know if they're going to do a job?
Do the job. Be honest. Not probably be honest is one of the biggest things. You know?
Sure.
That is, yeah. I mean, when you have people
don't rip me off.
Moving your stuff, there's a lot of worry there. It's a lot of you're putting a lot into people's hands, and it's hard to do.
It's only going to be two people, and my neighbor was going to help me. He was going to be a second pair of eyes, but he's booked already for something else. So there's two people, so I'll just say, you know, look, you guys, we're going to work together. We're going to stay together, and this is how we're going to do it.
Sure. So I mean, a lot of times, you know, like the average person, the average mover is an honest person. And if there's somebody's there, you just kind of keep them honest. That's really...
Yeah, you're overseeing this project.
Right.
Correct?
It's like, they're probably not like hardcore criminals. But sometimes there could be some temptation. But if they see a couple people hanging around, there will be no temptation.
Well, it keeps them honest.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they say. What are locks for, Deb? A lock is to keep honest people honest, because a real thief is going to defeat your locks. When
okay,
you put locks on stuff,
when
you put locks on things, you're trying to keep the person like on the fence.
It's not a typical company. It's a place that people are in transition, so they're down and out.
I got
you know, and they're staying
from rehab or jail or.
Yep.
Okay. Usually what I do is, you know, I just talk to them, you know, and just say, look, this is what I need. This is what's happened. And let's, you know, I'm friendly, you know, but so what do the cards?
Stay positive on this, because it looks like it's going to be like poop through a goose.
With this new company.
Yes,
she's used it before, this other company.
A very smooth execution.
So she's going to
work. Hey, I'll take that. Oh,
yeah, she's getting frustrated.
They're going to be very nice. You're going to feel kind of a sense of kindred.
Well, you know, and I always do, but in the past, you know, I've walked around a corner and I see them digging through my boxes and stuff like that. This has been in the past. But, you know, it's like I say, you know, it's different flow of people. It's not always the same people, because people are coming and going there. So I'm going to be positive. I'll approach it positively. And that's, I can see myself feeling a kinship. I'm always, you know, I like them. And you know, everyone, anyone can end up having struggles.
Yep.
Anyone.
Yes, and you know what? Everybody deserves a second chance.
And if you've done your time.
Or a third chance. Or a fourth chance.
If the person's really legitimately trying to straighten themselves out, you should get more than one chance. I agree.
And as long as it's not the people that are coming over that actually did the break, I'm okay.
What would the odds of that be? You know, but those people.
The way things have been happening.
you know what? Well, typically, your average water person isn't out there trying to better their life and change their stuff. And people that are breaking into houses like that,
they're not.
Typically,
they
do that.
They're court referred. They have no choice in the matter but to go there. You know, sometimes they just aren't given a choice. Sometimes, you know, it's a cross-section issue. You know, it can be voluntary.
Sure.
It can be court ordered. It can be different. I'm joking about, you know, the people that they would be break. The people that did the break.
Well, we knew. Yeah,
I'm joking.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they obviously have a whole different ball game. You got that right.
All right.
Real quick, you sound well. You do sound well.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Thank you.
When my
back is up against the wall, I dig in and put in positive Mary Poppins face, you know.
Yeah. All right, read it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, she has a good positive attitude. All right, it's almost over is the subject. Your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you will be able to look at the future with a smile.
Well, great.
So it kind of says like all this debacle is coming to an end is what I'm getting out of it in a positive way.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll embrace it.
Exactly. Good news.
Thank you.
Good news for your ears. We like.
Terrific. Can't wait to hear it's all behind
you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Thank
you. Stay positive and you're doing the right thing, you know, with how you deal with people. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's the only way to fly.
Yeah. And that's karma. It comes back on you, too.
That's right.
You do good things are gunning to
well,
you.
Well, everybody. Yeah. Everybody. Hey, we're all one under the cosmic rainbow, right?
True that. We're all human beings with the same DNA. We're not all so different like we think we are.
And we all put our pants on the same way.
Well, I don't know about that. Some people might put them on a little different. But all right, anyway. Or dresses, that's true. You might not be wearing this.
Jim, I don't think you put your dress on the same way I do mine.
Maybe I'm wearing a kilt. All right, let's keep on.
All right, Lisa, take care. Yeah, I know we'll hear from you some more.
She's on. I muted her.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
I do not hang up on folks when the call is over. You're free to listen.
Or hang up if you choose.
Actually, we've actually had somebody that has called in to listen, and they're like, oh, I didn't really want it. Remember?
Yeah.
I just want to listen. And that's fine. If you really seriously just want to call, and that's how you listen, and you say, hey, I don't really want a reading, you can say hi, and we'll put you back on hold.
Sure.
It's your call. It's your dime. Well, it's not even a dime anymore, but you know what I'm saying. Let's see. We've had some. We got a lot of show left.
Mm-hmm.
And
you had to delete some comments.
No, I didn't. I never deleted
any comments.
It
looked like it says
I deleted a scammer, Deb.
Oh.
Trust me, you don't have to police me. My business.
I'm curious.
Well, curiosity killed the damn cat.
But satisfaction brought it back.
Well, I never heard that part of it. I don't agree with that part. Anyway. It was just funny. Jeanette was going over where the original term came from. Remember, double dipping was the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, the chip.
She spent a little clip. Yeah, where George was like, he's double dipping. George is all freaking out.
At a funeral, I think.
Was that some kind of gathering? Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
And
I've
thought about that every time there's like salsa or a dip.
Right. And that
I start watching people.
That term has stuck. You know, when you were all young, everybody did it. Right? Nobody thought about little kids and buddies.
No, nobody thought it.
But those days are gone.
Like at a bar, they'll give you a bowl of, say, peanuts.
Everybody reaches in.
You know, and then sometimes people are licking their fingers and, you know, they'll reach for more. And then
you're putting your hand going like this.
You know, and then after they go, other people come. Germs are everywhere, let's face it.
They are. I mean, come
on. You can't escape it.
It is that. All right, we're going to do this again because I have faith. I have ye faith. Is Jeanette from Canada, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. She's from
Eastern
Time Zone, I believe. Yes, well, international shout-out, Jeanette. Very delayed. Sorry about
that. You were doing a lot of baking, I noticed, on Facebook, and it all looks super, super yummy. Yummy stuff.
All right, we have once again opened that window real quickly to the folks that would like to message. Donna Maria probably got too late for her, so I understand. She didn't message her. She wanted a reading, but...
Well, yeah.
You know, it's really late there, so we understand.
Well,
and
she's got that. A new baby at least a month old.
She does have a papoose.
And probably got middle of the night feedings.
Yeah, Mike Smith made a joke. He said single Debbie would be an improvement on what we get down around this godforsaken town. He says that it's rough in his town.
And he made
there must be a huge I think it's a huge guy to woman ratio where he is.
Oh, single dipping, yeah.
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay. Yes, well, yeah.
So he says it's a little rough. So I'm thinking there's way too many guys for chicks is what I'm getting.
Well, come on over.
That's what chicks want to hear about. Don't say we got lots.
We
got lots.
We don't have lots?
Not in this town. There's still a guy to chick overrun ratio here.
Do you know what, though? Women here love a guy that comes from the UK. They're crazy about him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that, actually.
I do. I talk to women, and they have told me.
Okay, well, so what you should do is give up all your earnings, your houses, and all that stuff, so you can come over here and have sex one night.
No, he could probably get a good job over
here. I'm just saying, come on. That is not the solution. Okay, the messenger thing is going to be NA tonight.
All right, that's fine.
But that is fine. We have given the opportunity. And we can no more messenger now. We are shutting that window down. It's closed. And we're going to move on to our next caller. Let's see. It is, aha. Remember now, there's two people from this area.
All right.
203, Connecticut. 203. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hey, it's Pat and Chance.
Hello,
oh, it is
Pat and
Pat.
Chance.
Okay. We never know because we got a couple.
I can't seem to go a day without connecting with you guys.
Oh.
That's what we encourage everybody
yes,
to do.
Yes, we love
that. Yeah, be a regular. We like it.
Yes, well,
I meant to get back to you today,
Pat, but I have a dental procedure tomorrow, so I'm not quite sure yet on the time or what my situation will be when I get home.
Well, okay. We're going to have to wing it.
Yeah, can we do that? Can we just sort of play it by ear?
Yeah, can I ask what time is your appointment? Because I'll do some stuff around it, plan some stuff when you've got your dental appointment.
12:30.
Okay.
But I always go early.
And we don't know when we'll get back
and
we don't know
yeah.
what's going down.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But I'll make sure I'm doing stuff around that time, getting some stuff done. So thank you. And you've really become a part of my life.
Aww.
Sometimes I don't even have a question, but I've got to call in.
You know what? You want to call in and tell us a joke? Laura
from Canada is here sometimes has said the same thing. She called in. She said, I just wanted to chat. She's messaging us. I just wanted to chat a little bit.
You guys are very much like family to us, too.
And nothing wrong with that. You can call in.
It's your time block.
You don't have to ask a question if you don't want to.
But it's great. And I love it. I think I might just keep checking in with you on the drive to Massachusetts because you were right on, Deborah. As far as I knew, there was nothing in the weather. And then I saw we're getting rain Friday. And then my son texted me, big snowstorm coming Friday. So my fingers are crossed that.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I know there's already.
Yeah, so be careful.
In the NFL football, is already people are already looking ahead because you have the Miami Dolphins. Now, you know how the weather is in Miami. Never see snow. There's a guy, the quarterback, there's never played in snow in his life.
And he's going to be?
Well, he's going to be on Sunday. He's going to probably be snowing Buffalo on Sunday.
And, you know, a lot of times when they have these 20, 30, 60-car pileups, not all everybody gets injured or killed.
Well, you notice how they call them pileups?
Yeah, because they sort of stack up.
But they make it sound like they're all stacked, like just bad.
Oh, my God, you guys scare me.
The first thing I think of is, oh, my God, I have to pee. You know, just because you're in a situation where you can't. And here it's all snowy around.
Who says you can't?
Where? In a no-tree area? What are you going to do?
You open up your car door, and your car door can shield you quite a bit.
I don't have the same equipment that you do.
You kind of, but you guys also can kind of just drop and squat and nobody sees anything.
You guys are scared of me.
No, don't be scared.
You're going to be scared of
me. The correct move is, if snow is falling and it's piling up, the correct move is not to go yet.
It typically is not really worth it unless you, like when I was in my 18, 19, 20s, even like around 30, I'd be like, bring it on. I like a challenge because I will survive.
No, I just want to, right now we're going to get rain. They're going to get snow Friday. So I was thinking if I head up Saturday, hopefully the roads would be clear. What do you see today on this?
Okay.
I know it's going to be.
I'll put my meteorologist hat.
Yeah, okay, good question. And we'll throw not for Pat. She knows everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the year, there's another disclaimer. That's a new one. We're not doctors and lawyers. We're not meteorologists or weather forecasters.
All right, let me
hold
that.
So we cannot be liable to any kind of reading on these types of subjects. It's just looking, it's a snapshot, it's your intuitive cards.
Yeah.
Say what they think. But it's a very good question. I think it's a great question.
Good to know.
I think people should ask that more often.
And what
traveling.
Is it on your phone where you can get the hourly? It's by hour.
Yeah, no, there's apps and widgets
weather.
You can get for your phone.
Weather.com or
whatever. Yeah, there's different ones. There's a million ones.
Yeah.
A million apps and weather apps and widgets. You can get alerts, all sorts of stuff. Or you can just go on your computer and go to, a lot of times, well, if you're traveling, that's a different ball game because then you can't go to your
right.
local.
Yeah. I'm checking the weather. I'm checking the weather daily, hourly. And I'm hoping that it'll be clear enough that I won't have snow down here, but by the time I get up there, I'm hoping the roads will be plowed. But
well,
I want to know what you...
A back-to-back storm where you're going to need to stay a few days.
No, she's not saying there is, mind you. Whoa, don't
just saying,
know.
Be prepared. Have contingency plans.
Yeah.
And always in winter travel, people up north know this. Always take with you an emergency kit of, you know, blankets, water, what else?
Vodka, rum, whatever your drink of choice is.
You can buy these portable batteries for your phone.
Yeah, I would definitely. I think I always travel with those rechargeable little battery pack things you can plug your phone in.
Dog food for chance. I mean, you want it just in case you get snowbound.
Or people food that you both can eat. I know Chance has a different kind of stomach thing, so you can't just throw anything down his throat.
Yeah, so I try to prepare in advance.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. Yes.
I always say, when you do those things, you never need them.
It's true.
Like me, every time I grab an umbrella ahead of time and plant it, I call it my rain preventer. Because when I actually grab my umbrella, I never need it. Go ahead, Deb. Unless it's a tropical storm, that doesn't count. You know.
Right now, it looks good to go for you, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, I'm not seeing a delay or going up there. Now, anything can happen by the time it's time back.
Well, you look at, how many hours did you say? Was it six?
Two, I think she said.
Well, only two?
Oh, no, it's 2 hours.
That helps. That also makes it, the weather usually between 100 some miles or so isn't going to be significantly different, so that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, when you're going toward that area, like when I took with my late husband, we went cross-country on Amtrak train.
Yeah, how many miles was that?
My point is we got stranded there for a week.
Yes.
Because...
Yep, but my point was she's only going 2 hours away. The weather's going to probably be the same in each place.
No, it really varies. It's very different up there.
But you're heading northeast, right?
Northwest. You're right, Jimbo. But Sunday, it was we had a little snow here, and they had quite a storm. So anyway, enough to cancel things up there. So it's colder and a little bit more severe. But I appreciate that. I'm going to be checking with you every day, Deborah. Can I ask you quickly? I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say maybe you might turn, let your son take a turn listening to us while you're up there. Or are you planning to come back the same day?
She's going to spend the night. She plans to spend the night if she can.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you should have him listen to us a little bit, for himself. He might call in on his own.
If I can, I'll try. I'll explain the situation in the house there. It's so stressful, and we've got to be so quiet all the time, but it's a good idea.
What I was going to say is under sure to come true, which is, y'all know I love that designation in the layout. It is showing your daughter-in-law and your son, and they're going to be delighted to have you, and they won't care if you get stranded there. They're going to just enjoy the time with you. Yes.
That's lovely. Deborah and Jimbo. Listen, I love you both.
Wait now. We've got her.
Yeah, she knows. You got an Oracle card reading here from Archangel Michael. Subject is yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward. So I think it means keep moving forward with the plans to go visit. Just keep an eye on the weather. Deb's card said she didn't see any issues. But Mother Nature likes to play with us. So just keep an eye. It sounds like your trip should go good.
And
just keep an eye on Mother Nature.
Also, my wise choice is to consult with you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's true. Okay, Deborah, stay in touch tomorrow.
All right, honey, I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, and good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, I think we're going to extend it a little bit. We're going to take our last caller, and then we have a messenger person that would like to call. Right now, we got Skype.
Yay.
Is back in the house.
A Skyper. Hello. Who's with us, please? Hello.
Hi, Love Doctors. Melissa.
Oh, hello there, Melissa.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for holding.
Glad to have you with us.
Yes, I hope everything comes out okay with you. Yes, thank you so much for being on the air, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay.
And? Brit, tell us what you.
Oh, well, just like anybody else, we want things to be good for ourselves, but it's always challenging presenting, it's just life. Right? Life.
That's right.
I'm not crazy. I just need a clarification. I'm not crazy, like, looking for someone, because marriage is, especially when you have a lot, much either for real or not for real. I'm not desperate looking for someone, and
Melissa, I know I mentioned last night that there was somebody new coming on the scene for you. Doesn't mean you have to take him. It doesn't mean
it's called a prospect.
Yeah, is coming along that just might really tickle your fancy.
And you will have to make that decision when that time comes.
That's right.
Yes, that is very true. Because guys do approach me I'm more like old style. It takes a while, and there's so many, like you were saying, diseases out there. You've got to be more careful.
Yeah, there you do.
Yeah,
we really do.
So many. Well, I call it sheep in a wolf's clothing out there. So many, and it's terrible. They ruin it for the good people.
They really do. So anyway,
what would you like
your reading to be about?
Yes, a quick question. I know Mr. Limbo got to do his thing, you too. Okay, so my quick question is, we had a conversation, and I said, we're just friends and see how it goes. I don't rush anything or think anything. But I do still need your assistance, your help assistance. I'm not the type of female that's going to force to like or love. No way. Like me for who I am or not.
Okay. So
that's tough, right?
Yeah. And what is your question?
Yeah. So what is your exact question?
Yes, I'm sorry to be mumbling. Is he going to still be helping me with things that I need to get done?
All right, is this in your business?
The other person that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the male friend.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a good person, but like any guy, like Mr. Limbo, sometimes they're moody. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Melissa. You got a cute laugh.
Thank you, love doctors.
Usually between the callers on the show and the folks watching Facebook Live, I'm typically, there's like me and Mike are usually the only guys here. So we're kind of outnumbered.
You are the mascots.
Yeah, well, we're outnumbered. We're outnumbered. We can't go to battle.
Our token males.
Talking about guys being moody, we'd like to say different, but it's just me and Mike, and we can't take on
I think it's almost like you guys have a period,
the whole
too.
Female army.
You're like... You do. You get into that little, I don't know, that little monthly thing.
That's what happens there. Yes, sirree, Billy Bob.
Well, I would not hang too many hopes and wishes on him for the moment. He's going through a lot. Remember, I think this other woman over there is stirring up trouble in the business. I can hear her threatening him.
Yeah, he said that. Oh, my God, man. Wait.
Yes. Unfortunately, she's threatening him. She's not getting her way. I think this woman has tricked him. There's been a lot of deviousness in her intentions that she went into business with him, but she really wanted to get into business with him.
You mean she was practiced in the art of deception?
That, yes.
That is a quote from a Rolling Stone.
Is it?
Yes, indeed. All right, go ahead. Anyway.
So you came along and have really upset her plan because he does seem to really care for you. And he likes you very much. He could be even in love with you.
One never knows.
But she's making it literally impossible for him to extricate himself out of his, the connection he has with her.
He's got her claws in.
Yeah, so don't expect too much too soon. I feel he will change his heart.
Yeah, he could probably only do so much right now because she has a leash on him. Not necessarily a leash, but some kind of a restraint of some type.
They may have some sort of addendum in their partnership.
It could be some business thing where she can actually make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, and financially, too. It's almost like a bad marriage.
A lot of businesses are considered bad marriages. Yeah. If you look up the word marriage, it doesn't mean just the one thing.
Mm-mm.
A lot of definitions of that word.
It's like a merger, you know.
Merger. I think it's used even in welding applications and stuff like that.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Yep.
And marrying liquor bottles, which is illegal.
Yeah, which is illegal and probably every country that's worth anything, probably some piss-ass country, they don't care, but
It's Ms. Deborah, you got it right. So is he trying to maneuver the, I think he's going to be making some changes where he's going to be, like, looking at what she has, he has. Something's going to happen this year, because what you said, look at Mr. Limbo, look at, like, Love Doctors, you got it. You so got it. Please just elaborate on that part. Thank you.
Well, I wish it was going better for you, but at least it gives you an idea of what you're up against.
It's good to have insight, even if things aren't currently on the path you want them to be. If you get some insight, you know, when they say illuminate the path and use all these metaphors, you know, illuminate the path that you're
right,
on.
Right.
So,
but remember, everything in the cards can be subject to change on a moment's notice. That's why getting a lot of readings really helps.
Yeah.
You can see how things are evolving and possibly even going south.
Yeah, especially when it's something
sideways.
Real serious like this, you know, and I'm not going to make light of any of these questions, but if somebody asks you about a trip, you don't have to ask over and over too many
Deborah.
Times.
What, my dear?
Can you look like in 9 or 10, like in 1 year, is there's like a separation? Sorry to interrupt, Jimbo.
Right, I was
there's
just
like bad.
First, I want to tell you what's really imminent in your cards is this guy here, I'm showing Jim, is going to sell Melissa a house. You got a house coming to you.
But that's not like a guy she knows, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This could be her realtor. Didn't she mention she was talking?
I don't know.
I thought she'd said previously that she was speaking with or going to speak. Anyway, Melissa. There's going to be a new home in your future.
A new home.
Yeah.
Remember the Price is Right, a new car. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yes. All right. I can't do that projection right now.
Right now.
Yeah. But your next question, like if you call in tomorrow night, we could do it then.
And especially when you're looking down the road further, you got to keep looking at those even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something you're asking about something that's going to happen in a couple of days. Yeah, you don't need to go crazy on that. That's probably going to come up pretty quick.
It is funny, though.
Typically.
Here's an example using love or romance. A guy can be totally smitten with a girl, and he gets up the courage to ask her out. And they go out, and the cards before she went out said to Sally, I would have said, oh, my gosh, this guy is crazy about you. He is going to go nuts over you. But then they go out, and let's just say she won't shut her mouth. She's one of those, like from Seinfeld, if anybody watched Seinfeld, not Seinfeld, Friends.
No.
Janice. She was like,
I didn't watch hardly any of those.
But, I mean, he's going to come away from that and go, whoa, Nelly. Mm-mm. You know, so that's how things can abruptly change. He was going into it with nothing but really great, you know, intentions.
Intentions, there you go.
But then he was kind of like, whoa. All right, so I think you get the point.
We shall transition.
All right.
This is your Oracle card reading from Archangel Michael, his Sword of Light card. Make a decision is the subject. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance, pointing you toward your own joy. You deserve it. So I think it's telling you got to take a look at some things, make a list of things you want. What's the priority?
And who?
Who might be on the list. Here's the list of things I want. Maybe, obviously not 30 years down the road. Like, it's sort of immediate. And say, all right, which one's one on the list? Which one's two? Which one's three?
I think she's got her hooks into him pretty good.
And that's why you got to contemplate that when you make a list of things I want and what, you know.
So we'll have to keep our eyes on that.
Yeah. Well, and she's wise. It's wise that you keep calling so we can keep checking.
Oh, yes. Besides Melissa, I love talking.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Do we have anyone left?
Well, we do, actually. That's why I was going to.
All right. Take care, Melissa. We talk to you soon.
Yes, we do, actually. We have a last-minute request. Jeanette specifically, but we're opening the messenger portal now, and then we're going to go. Because I've extended the show just so the Facebook, because we have, if folks are listening, they can hear us at least do the messenger reading.
Sure.
And I know a lot of people listen on Blog Talk without calling in.
That's true, they do.
So we can't just say, well, nobody's on the line holding, so they're not listening. Well, that is a bad assumption to make.
Has she put her question to the
No.
Chat? No.
And Laura's, she's not feeling hot, so Laura wants to say goodnight. Goodnight, Laura from
Canada.
Goodnight, Laura. Here's Jeanette from Canada.
I hope you feel better tomorrow.
Yeah, going to bed is always the best medicine. I'll carry
myself. Hello there. There you are. Can you see me? I don't know if she can. Oh, jeez.
Hang on a second. We lack sound, but we don't know if it's on our end.
Now, those are both off.
Camera and mic are off. How about the volume on the side? We'll give you, let's see. Turn all the way up, Deb. I heard a little bit.
Hello. No, something's not right. I'm feeling like this thing isn't working as well as camera and mic are off.
Never do that, because you're going to need to talk to her. So never turn the camera and mic on. That helps. Can you hear us? She can hear us, okay. No volume, Deb.
It's all the way.
It's okay. There's nobody here with guns to our head. See what she can do with it, volume-wise. Leave that switch alone forever. Nope, turn that switch back on.
I think we were better off when we were just on audio, but...
It's not helping either way.
No?
Well, she can hear us perfectly, and if we could read lips, we'd be good. We'd be great if we could read lips. You know what? We're going to hear
it. I don't know what's wrong.
Hang up and messenger us right back.
You want to try that?
Give it a shot.
Call us right back.
She just did. That's what she froze. All right. Let's see what happens.
No, everything should be on.
Answer.
Hello? Hello? There's only so many buttons here. That one is, what is that?
Don't.
So now the camera's off, but you can't settle down.
Just leave that top switch all the way on. That will never affect the volume.
This should be on.
Yeah, we only have so many controls. It's just terrible.
Yeah, maybe she could type it into the room.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to type it in. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. We can't get you on.
And it just could be a glitch with Facebook. It's probably Facebook because I think it's a piece of hardware. Most likely Facebook. Well, I'll check it tomorrow. I'll call in on it and see what happens. I think it's – you heard it ring. So you have volume. I think it's Facebook is being poo-poo caca. Well, you would have heard it ring. It would have made no noise. So your speaker's working. All right, Jeanette.
Yeah.
be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Mike was here. He agreed. They started ganging on my son again. Man, I couldn't say anything.
They're doing what?
Talking to Mike about how the women are, me and him are the only guys here. If he's here with me, otherwise I'm by myself.
Do they gang up on him? Or
you guys are ganging up on men in general.
We're teasing.
Periods.
No, we don't. We don't have vaginas. They're moody. Are we moody? Or is it because your moods are changing and your think ours are? Anyway, here we go. I'll wait for Jeanette, go ahead and type your question away there, my dear, if you can. Hopefully.
Yeah, well, remember the jokes that are out there.
Here we
like,
go.
For instance, how does it go? Why do women have vaginas?
Oh, you wanted to get truly chases? I can make it work. Truly
so
chases.
Men would talk to us.
Yep.
How do you think we
feel? Oh, it's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
We mentioned it, her birthday reading.
That's right.
We did mention it. And you know what? We will not let it. We will not let this kill us. We extended the show a little bit so the blog talkers can hear.
All right.
And we think it's a Facebook problem while she does your cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because it rang, it made her device made a sound when it rang, and it made sounds when she's going boop, 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 as she's moving the thing up and down. But you were like a silent movie, so we're gonna blame Facebook. We're gonna blame the free software. So.
All right, is that what I'm doing right now?
A birthday
reading?
Yeah, hell
voice
yeah, it's
day,
her birthday tomorrow.
Day. Okay.
Yeah, and Gibbs, happy birthday belated. If we don't know if we're doing a show tomorrow.
Oh, you're right, doing a show.
We don't know for sure. We should, you know, our Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, we like, and Saturday pretty much are for sure. And the other ones, we'll throw a little disclaimer out there just in case. But you can get a day before and day of birthday reading, too, so you might take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think somebody called back on the day.
Yeah, it happened like a week or so ago. Somebody had And hi, Jalen.
Jalen.
Yep. She can hear us. She can hear us on.
Yeah, on the radio.
Yeah, we were having messenger problems with Deverly, so that's a whole different ballgame. We're gonna do some troubleshooting tomorrow with this device. I'm pretty sure the device. I think it's just one of those Facebook things.
Remember, I have another portal. That if we need
it rang.
Yeah.
So the speaker's not broke. But if it made zero noise, then I'd be a little worried. I think it's just a Facebook thing. You know how they are. Anyway, what you got, Deb,
well,
for the birthday girl?
I see a year of some real happiness for you, Jeanette. I feel that your relationship is really going to heat up. I mean, you know how long-term relationships kind of go through ups and downs or hills and valleys? Well, you're heading toward a really nice upward swing, a very nice hill, I guess you'd say. And it looks really fantastic. Now, there's a shift in, I think it's your living arrangements, maybe moving in together or you already have, or, gee, I don't know, could it be the M word? But there is a change here coming for you that is very, very good. Something to celebrate. Like
Margarita?
House,
M word?
No, marriage.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
You also have unexpected money coming to you, which is always very lovely. Make sure that your partner stays on top of his health because there could be something brewing from the cards that the sooner it's looked at, the better.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
And a lot of times men will put things off. And, you know, he ended up with a 8-hour surgery, something like that, because he put off his knee replacement so long.
It was an extra 45 minutes, but it was like an intense 45 minutes, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, it looks like he isn't talking about it, but he's going to become concerned about it, and better sooner than later, if you know what I mean. What?
Right, I don't want to interrupt you, but
yeah.
I'm giving you feedback. Jeanette says, what's under sure to come true? His mooning in has been under discussion, I guess. As has been a symbolic ring, you see.
Yeah.
But did either pop in that yet? Sure to come true. Not yet? Or is it right there? What is that right there? Not
this
that?
This is a, like a, I want to say, like, Ten of Clubs is card of official things. It can be governmental, can be change, like a deed. It could be.
So it could be the end thing.
Prenup. Yeah.
It could be a lot of things. So it's not clear then.
But it's just saying that it's going to happen. You'll especially be discussing it on an upcoming trip.
Huh.
And remember, you can always do a commitment ceremony that is not legally binding, but it would still be an official commitment between the two of you. I'm credentialed for those. We can do them over the internet. What?
Let me call a timeout on that, first of all. If somebody's going to have something that's not legally binding.
Because they don't want to take that step.
Then why
right
has
somebody
got to be credentialed?
I'm saying because I went through the training.
Oh,
you know,
I got you.
How to put it together.
I got you, but there's no legal binding. So.
No, but it's just written up as
you're prolific, you've had training.
Yeah.
But it's nothing, you don't have to legally have somebody that has gone through that training.
No, but if...
you would be a good choice.
Yeah, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I can legally marry people.
Well, like you want something like that instead of some homeless guy standing on the street corner saying, no, I will work for food. So what will you do, give me a commitment ceremony? Well, yeah, I'll do a commitment ceremony.
It was very hard to get credentialed by the state.
That was for marriage.
No, well, yeah, it was hard to get that. And I had to
agree.
A lot of credentials.
They don't want any... Jackwad just being able to do that.
No,
because that's a huge legal thing.
Legal
step.
So I think you both are actually moving in that direction.
Maybe Deb should get ordained. No, you are. She's already legally, she has a certificate. She's married people. She has to sign the marriage certificate and send a copy of her thing to the city.
Yeah.
And she's done it many a time, and they're legally married.
Had to be interviewed down there before they would give me...
Jeanette, realize you are. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
It's all faith and no faith.
Yeah. It's not like, she's not like going to a church unless you want her to.
Yeah.
But that's not her thing.
And I can go to other states. The thing is, I have to go to the city hall, I guess.
There's extra steps that have to be taken.
To
well
get
in
permission.
Advance. Well
yeah.
in advance,
yeah.
right.
Yep. But you guys are moving in that direction. And I really think that it's going to be very satisfying for both of you.
Satisfying.
Try it out. You know, it's like taking home a car, you know, buying a car.
I've always agreed with
that.
And you
try it out for a while.
Always agree. I tell that to people all the time. Test drive. It doesn't mean, it's not a dirty thing when I say test drive the girl. It doesn't mean test drive like that. It means
try it.
Let the relationship, don't jump into marriage after 2 months. Wait a little while. Maybe move in together and... Depending on your beliefs, but make sure that you are really going to be comfortable together before you sign the documents, because damn if you sign them and you're not happy.
Well, the thing is, later in our lives, we're not breeding anymore, you know, having children. And I think that we know what we're doing when we make that decision. That, you know.
Typically, you're right. The ones that make those unwise decisions are much younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because young and dumb. I mean, there's a reason they rhyme and a reason that people use it all the time. Because if anybody here has said they've never made a young, dumb decision, that person's a liar.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you graduate the school of life.
So it's going to be a great year. A lot of travel coming up, I see.
Oh, that's good. That's a good birthday reading. And... She might get the real birthday reading tomorrow if we're doing our show.
Yeah, we're on the air.
And she can be here. Yeah.
Right.
She's in the same time zone, so that works out good. All right, here we go. Here is your... Even though I... Well, let's see. Real quick, she says, I will be at his house 3 weeks over Christmas, New York, and the next week to look after the dogs while he's away for 3 days. I'm redecorating the bedroom.
Oh, how nice.
That's cool.
So you're having an...
Looking after the dogs. I like looking after
dogs.
Yes. That is cool. Well, if you're able and we're doing a show, you should, and we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
I think it's a Facebook thing. It was working fine the day before. It's making sounds. Sometimes Facebook just likes to go, ha, 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 we're free.
And the card.
Oracle card. Subject is the way forward is open. I don't remember seeing this one before. You are not trapped. Possibilities and opportunities abound. I will guide you to personal and spiritual freedom. So I
like
think
it.
It's like they're going to get you to the path you want to be on. And it showed a picture of like a map, a treasure map. So it showed that on there. The artwork is really cool on this. I'm not even an artsy guy, and I like it. So I think that we must. Yeah. We've extended the show. I apologize to anybody on hold, and they are not on hold anymore.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
That works so good, Donna.
Yeah, get Madonna out of here.
Oh, she said, I'll be at his house 3 weeks over Christmas, comma. She said, she didn't mean New York, she meant New Year.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going, so you're doing the whole, the big chunk there, Christmas,
nice.
New Year, holiday, yeah.
Well, that's a nice trial.
And then 3 weeks, sure, that's a nice time to do it.
Sure.
There. Yep. That is the opportune time.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Oh, over, here.
For tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Take care, everybody in blog.